Recently, my publisher, Josie Bass, made an offer on my second book. They were the ones who published The Myth of Multitasking, and we expect that the second book will probably be released in spring of 2010, so I'm very excited about it. And the book deals with this one question. I want to give you a little sneak peek and also really give you an opportunity to participate in the development of this book. The question is, are you irreplaceable? Now, if you're an employee, the question is, are you irreplaceable to your boss or your company? Or if you're a business owner, is your product or service irreplaceable in the mind of the customer? It may surprise you that I'm talking about this, but understand this question has everything to do with your time management and everything to do with your productivity. Because when you focus on your most valuable activities, you make yourself more and more irreplaceable in the marketplace. Think about the top performers in any field. I'm going to pick an easy example. Let's pick Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has made himself irreplaceable as a professional golfer. Whether or not you like golf, you can get this principle, because if Tiger Woods isn't able to participate in a major tournament, for whatever reason, instantly he has devalued that tournament. Because even though there are other outstanding golfers in the marketplace, he has made himself irreplaceable. He has made himself someone that other people just have to watch because he is unique. And I want to get your responses about what you think it takes to make yourself irreplaceable to your boss. Or if you're a business owner, I'd like to hear what you think it takes for your employees to make themselves irreplaceable to you. You're welcome to respond to the blog. You can also send me an email directly at askdave@davecrenshaw.com. And if you're new to this video, I invite you to go to video.davecrenshaw.com right now and sign up for free video training.